Welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
People look at it and shrug their shoulders, but this has the ability to move mountains. This shape culture. This is the ability to change lives. Friend, what I'm talking about tonight is a mustard seed. And Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain and say, go, and it'll go. And we think when Jesus speaks, he's speaking figuratively. I want to tell you right now, Jesus isn't speaking figuratively. He's speaking precisely. And that's what we have to understand about the voice of God. When God speaks to us, God doesn't speak to us figuratively. He speaks to us precisely. And faith isn't a something. Faith is a substance. It's a tangible reality. It is a truth that sets free. Faith is a substance of things that are hoped for. Evidence. Everyone say evidence. Evidence. Last time I used the word evidence, I was watching a crime program, and the word evidence brought conviction. My question I've got to ask you tonight, friend, do you have enough evidence in your life to convict you of being a Christian? Is there enough evidence in your life to convict you of being superficial or supernatural? Because Jesus said, faith, the size of a mustard seed, can move a mountain. He wasn't speaking figuratively, he was speaking precisely. Why? And I'll tell you why. Because a mustard seed has the ability, when builders and architects in the Middle East build their sandstone and their architecture, this little thing is able to get in to a crack and into a crevice and stay. And over time, it begins to grow. Over time, it begins to germinate. It's unseen. But over time, its effects are felt. Why? Because as it begins to grow, it begins to move things. You see, a river doesn't make its way because of its power. It makes its way because of its persistency. A river doesn't make its way because of its power or its current. It makes its way because of its consistency. And God is not looking for a people of power. He's looking for a people of persistency. He's not looking for a people of current. He's looking for a people of consistency. Because if we keep on keeping on, someone's going to shift. And this little seed just begins to grow, begins to germinate, begins to cause effect that all of a sudden rock faces literally fall because of that seed. It breeds terror in the hearts of those that are building empires. It breeds terror in those that want to build according to their agenda. But I tell you, it becomes a force of reckoning in the hand of a righteous person. Because the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And I carry this around with me everywhere I go. Because it's a reminder to me. It's not your size. It's not your impact. It's your influence. And there's times in my life, and I shared with this with the volunteers on Thursday night, and I'm going to say it again over you guys. Friends, the Lord's called you guys to be Ant-Man. That God's called you to come into a place of recognizing that no matter where you are, God's going to give you the size that's required for the assignment. There's a size for the assignment that's coming to you. And it doesn't matter how big you are or how small you are. When you know who you are, nothing changes. Because there was men, mighty men of Saul who were intimidated by a giant. And David came out and said, who's this guy who's defiant? I tell you. You know, we read the Bible, Disney. Do we realize David mocked the guy's genitalia? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Guys, it's in the Bible. I'm just bringing light to what David said. You see, when it comes to the enemy, don't fight fair. Fight fierce. When it comes to the enemy, God's not looking for eloquence. He's looking for execution. Am I speaking to somebody? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defies the living God? You see, everyone thought this giant was too big. David knew he was too big to miss. And you don't need Saul's armor. You don't need the weight of comparison. You need the power of covenant on your life. And one thing I love about this house, you don't carry Saul's armor. You got 5 stones and a sling. And God's going to give you 5 assignments. I prophesy this. Get ready. 5 assignments is going to come to you. There's 2 numbers that are going to be key to this house, the number 3 and the number 5. And there'll be, you'll see it as a pattern all through this house. There'll be a 5 and a 3, a 5 and a 3. And I want to say to you, there's an assignment of 5 on your life because there's stones the Lord wants to use. Not as stones of just power, but a stone of memorial. That God's going to give you the ability. I'm going to unpack this in a bit. But God's going to give you the ability to realize who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you begin to realize when giants show up, God isn't looking for armor. He's looking for worship. He's not looking for us to raise our defenses. He's looking for us to raise our delight. Am I speaking to somebody? Yes. Today's commercial break's been brought to you by Perth Council of Water. For that refreshing kind of ministry. No, that's definitely filtered. Am I speaking to somebody? Yes. And so I want to say to you right now, Nations Church, is God has postured you, God has positioned you, and God has purposed you. Yes. And God has given you an assignment. God has given you a strategy, and I want to say to you right now, it's not just a strategy, it's a culture. Yeah, wow. Wow. And I want to say this over you, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Yeah. Wow. And you might be in a place right now, sweating over strategy. No, God wants you to cook culture. Yeah. Don't sweat over strategy. Just keep being who you are. When you're naturally who you are, God can be supernaturally who He is. And when you begin to realize it's not about, you know, God showing up so you can show off. It's about you showing up so He can show off. You keep showing up and God will keep showing off. Am I speaking to somebody? And so I want to encourage you today that there is a seed called Nations. There is a seed called Nations that God is wanting to sow in the nations. But it's not about the size. It's about the significance. And there is a significance over this house the Lord wants to highlight. There is a significance over this house the Lord wants to highlight. And He wants to renew your mind right now out of the thinking of who are we amongst so many. I want to say to you right now, if you struggle with identity, if you struggle with self-security, consider tonight the mosquito. If you struggle with purpose and what God's created you to be, consider the mosquito. Because a mosquito doesn't get up in the morning going, I need to be a mosquito. I need to be a mosquito. It doesn't. It just goes out and does what a mosquito does. But one mosquito can change your life in a dramatic way. Come on, friend. Come with me to your bedroom. come with me to a hotel room when you're on a missions trip, and all of a sudden the light goes out, you lay your head, and all of a sudden, light goes back on. You die for the mortine, and you start baptizing that room to the point of even self-death. And then you think, okay, this is done. Then you lay back down, turn the light off, and you don't sleep. Why? Because one thing that's even smaller than this is affecting your life. Why? Because it's doing what it was created to do. But it has an effect upon someone the size of you. Friend, if a mosquito can change your life, then you can change the world. Because if you look at a size comparison between the size of a mosquito and the size of you, then you can take a nation. David said, a nation can be saved in a day. And it takes a nation to reach a nation. And God's given you a name, not by accident. Not because of a purpose only, but a promise. We're not nations by name, we're nations by nature. What's your nature? Because if you're part of this church and your passport is expired, if you're part of this church and your passport's expired, then you got two options. Renew your passport or find another church. Because you know what that's like? That's like a prophet getting up and going, I see a Ferrari over you and you haven't even got a license. Imagine that. Imagine a business guy coming to you and say, hey, I want to buy you a Ferrari. You are, here's the keys, and you haven't even got a license. Oh, man, don't even talk to me. I would be so, oh, I tell you, I got Welsh words for it, but I ain't got English words for it, amen? I've got earthly tongues, but I ain't got heavenly tongues, amen? Am I speaking to someone? Imagine that. Imagine that. Someone comes up to you and says, hey, here's a C63 AMG. Oh, glory to God. Sorry, I'm got a license. Oh, dude. If I had a friend like that, I would slap him. Or I'd get my wife to slap her. Amen? Am I speaking to somebody? You can't be called nations and not have a passport. And I see in the spirit right now. Guys, I want to do this as a prophetic act. Pastor Ken, Pastor Christy, I want to encourage you. You're going to have Passport Sunday. You're going to have Passport Sunday. And I want to encourage you to bring your passports. Because you begin to pray for the nations. Passport Sunday. Nation Sunday. We're not nations by name. We're nations by nature. And as we bring our passports, we're saying, God, whatever the cost, give me the lost. And you know, you hold that passport and God's going to give you a burden. God's going to give you a burden, but a burden to the Lord. You see, Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden's light. A burden doesn't defeat you, it delights you. And God's going to give you a burden. I see it. Passport Sunday. Where we get serious about the nations. Am I speaking to somebody? That each and every one of us comes as a declaration saying, hey, we're not just citizens of earth, we're citizens of heaven. We're ambassadors of Christ. And this becomes an access point to the nations. Amen? Am I speaking to somebody? But it starts with a seed. Because I want to say this over you nations. If you want to see it, you've got to seed it. If you want to see it, you've got to seed it. And people say to me all the time, Gary, I want to see this in my life. And I say, well, seed it. Whoa, no, buddy. I want McDonald's Christianity. You see, the last time I prayed for an oak tree, God gave me an acorn. If God wasn't about process, if God wasn't about journey, if God wasn't about the timeline, if God wasn't about, I'm going to say it again, if God wasn't about the journey, then Jesus would have come as a man, not an embryo. If God was about the instant thing, if God was about the now, if God was literally saying, boom, then Jesus would have come as a man, not as an embryo. And we've got to understand there is a journey he has us on. And you might be sitting there right now, and all of a sudden I said passport, and you're like, Gary, buddy, I haven't even been to Melbourne. I haven't even been to the next city. That's what happened to me at 18 years of age. I'm in Wales, and someone comes up to me and says, you're going to go to Nations. I'm like, dude, I haven't even gone to the next valley yet. And all of a sudden, I went home and I told my dad, and my dad's an atheistic, charismatic. Speaks in earthly tongues. And I said, Dad, someone told me today I'm going to go to Nations. Well, you better get your passport by. Wow. Balaam's backside does speak. And all of a sudden, my dad purposed to get that passport. He even paid £46 to get it expedited. Wow. And I had that passport in my hand. Within 4 months, I'm in South Africa, and it changed my life. Wow. And I learned the saying, Ekhrut yalla vondalaka naam van Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Changed my life. South Africa changed my life. But the beginning, I'll tell you, I'm walking in right now because not because of a nurture, because of a nation. God took me somewhere so that I could go everywhere. And you might be sitting here tonight and you might be saying, well, Gary, oh, dude, I don't even know where God's going to be. He begins with a seed. Because if you want to see it, you've got to seed it. And so many of us, we look at Scripture and we're like, well, I've got this in my hand, but the Scripture talks about where to sow. You see, I think sometimes we get so caught up on the where, we forget the what. So many of us are so concerned about where we're sowing, we're ignorant of what we're sowing. And you can sow bad seed on good soil, you're still going to get bad fruit. You can sow good seed on bad soil, and there's a potential, you're still going to get good fruit. You see, it's not about the ground, it's about the seed. And we've lived so long in our lives looking for the best soil without realizing we've got the best seed. Whew, am I speaking to somebody? I'm coming down. That was so slick. Amen? Come on, the camera guys are staying with me. Bless the Lord. You did not see that. Nations Youth, if that gets on Instagram, I'm going to call out your sin. I'm joking. And so we begin to realize God is putting a seed in our life. If you want to seed it, if you want to see it, you've got to seed it. Yeah. What's the seed you got in your pocket right now? God's not just looking. You see, this is what we do. Hey, it's time to sow. We reach for 100. We reach for 50. How about we reach for our hearts? Yeah. Wow. Who's ever put their heart in the offering? Let a man determine in his heart what he's to give. Amen? Yeah. 38. Am I speaking to someone tonight? You see, we've got to understand if you want to see it, you've got to seed it. So, Gary, what is that about? Well, friend, tonight I want to give you homework. I want to give you an activation. Amen? All throughout Scripture, we see where God presents fruit, he also presents seed. I'm going to give you two or three, but I want you to go into Scripture. I want you to find these for yourself because there's fruit you're wanting to see in your life and you haven't got a clue where to get it from. And we run from conference to meeting, to person, to podcast, to email list, to shopping channel, to Costco, Back to church. The Apple Store. Sam, we run all these places trying to find the fruit we need in our life without realizing you can't get fruit without seed. And we're wanting the showing, but we're not wanting the sowing. You see, Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. That doesn't just mean what they're showing. That means the process of their life. I don't care about what people got. I don't care about their fruits. I want to see their roots. I want to see what they've sown, where they've sown. And I've met people who have been willing to sow their lives in the most hardest of places. And I see the fruit on their life. And I'm like, God, thank you for that person. Thank you for that person who's willing to sow their life. They've looked at the ground and everyone would have passed by like the good Samaritan would have passed by like that beggar. But they're willing to give their life to that which didn't seem the best. But you got to dig. And that's what the prophetic does. The prophetic sees the dirt but digs for destiny. Am I speaking to somebody? You see, how many people want promotion in this place? Put your hand up. Oh, you're too humble, guys. Everybody should be putting their hand up right now. We're too modest. We're too humble. Everyone wants. How many people don't want promotion? Put your hand up. Yeah, exactly. See? Exactly. It's always one. You see, to get promotion, the Bible says we have to sow humility. If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt you in due season. Do you want to love about God? How many people know humility is vulnerability?
Yes.
And we always come out, God, I can't be vulnerable. Because what will people say? Do you know I love God? This is who God is. Let me show you His heart. This is what the verse says. Humble yourself where? Under the mighty hand of God. I'm going to humble you under mightiness. I'm going to protect your vulnerability so that in due season I can exalt you. I'm going to cover you. As you uncover yourself. That's the heart of our Father. That's why I say people, a city isn't won by its victory. A city is won by its vulnerability. Am I speaking to somebody? God says, humble yourself under my mighty hand and He'll exalt you. How many people want direction in their life? Oh, the prophets in the house, everyone. We all want direction. So how do I get direction? You need to sow the seed of trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will what? Direct your path. There's another one we have to sow if we want direction. It's called plans. People always come up to me and say, hey Gary, I need direction in my life. I said, well, what's your plan? Well, I'm waiting on God. Well, Proverbs 16, 9 doesn't say that. It doesn't say, wait for God for the plans and He'll direct your steps. It says, a man's heart plans his ways, but God directs his steps. Am I speaking to somebody? And so what's your plans? Because where there's plans that are seed, there's direction that is fruit. Amen? So what's your plans? Well, Gary, I'm waiting for the next prophetic conference. No. All throughout Scripture, there's these seeds that God wants us to sow. And all throughout Scripture, He says, consider the ant. Small. Look at this, small. Pick David, the smallest. He picked Benjamin, the smallest. He picked Nazareth, the smallest. You see, God needs and loves the insignificant to bring His significance. And I want to speak over this house. You guys are overtly covert. You just hum. You just keep going. You see, when you know who you are, you become unmissable and unstoppable. You become unmovable and unstoppable. Am I speaking to somebody?
Yes.
And when you know who you are, when you know the purpose, when you know the seed you are, it doesn't matter. Because I'll tell you something. Let me talk to you about buffalo grass. Let me talk to you about Kakura grass. I laid some, in my other house, I laid some concrete down. And I'm like, this is beautiful. Pulled the guys over. They were all there. You know, they're doing the thing. Even I put my little, you know, my little handprint in. Check this out. Generations to come, people will see the handprint. Legacy. Heritage. And all of a sudden, every day I'm like, oh man, this driveway is amazing. Love it. All of a sudden I'm like, what's that crack? What's that crack? What's this crack? What's that crack? What's this crack? Honey! Whenever there's something wrong, I go into this high pitch. I've been speaking long enough, I can't quite do it, but which Sarah's thankful for when I go back. I'm like, honey, the driveway is cracking. She said, it can't. The foundations are laid. You know, the guys came and did a professional job. Next to the driveway was lawn. That lawn was made by Kakura grass, buffalo grass. If you're telling me you need good soil for good seed, consider the buffalo grass. Because that thing grows in concrete. That thing grows in flipping concrete. And all of a sudden, after about 3 months, there's green on a gray concrete. There's shoots coming up out of nowhere. And I'm like, no! This thing, we put the black stuff down, we put this down, we put that down, everything was done. Everything was secure, everything was solid. But there's grass on my driveway. I didn't ask for a bowling green, I asked for a driveway. I called them back up. I said, guys, you didn't do your job. Oh, they said, we did our job. We're concreters. We're not gardeners. Your job was to put a membrane between the garden and the driveway. Read the fine print. Oh, yeah, classic. Classic. Read the fine print. Classic. But in the fine print was, please prepare the outskirts of the job with membrane. I'm going back to an 80s song right now. It's in the membrane, amen. I want to say to you right now, the enemy might have laid the driveway of destruction on your life, but God is planting a seed. You might think you got the driveway of distraction, but God is planting a seed. Because God is putting us into the cracks of culture, and something's growing. Because faith the size of a mustard seed will move mountains. Am I speaking to somebody? I feel right now that God is going to use this mustard seed. God's going to use this mustard seed, not just to plant, not just to transplant. I'm telling you something right now. If you want a key, let me give you this story as I land. My wife, that's just changed. You messing with me? Got to change my rhythm now. I was about to start talking like Stephen Hawking. Times two. My mother. Sometimes one in the same person, amen. Don't put that on the podcast, good Lord. God help me. My mother, I had to go through Sozo for this. I had to go through inner healing for this. All jokes aside, I went through inner healing for this. I swore my mother was a thief. Growing up, I said to people, my mother's a thief. She's a thief. Because we would go to people's houses. And we'd walk in and beautiful gardens. And, you know, you see this plant and this bush in the corner. And you're like, oh, man, that's a nice bush. Within 18 months, that bush was in our garden. And at 6 and 7 years of age, you're like, my mother's a thief. She stole from Uncle John's garden and put it in ours. Next time you go someone, see someone's this beautiful rose bush. Within 18 months, 2 years, that rose bush was in our garden. And I swear my mother was a thief. Until I learned one day, my mother wasn't a thief. She was a horticultural strategist. Because she knew the power of cutting. And we've got to understand, John 15, sometimes the pruning is for cleaning, sometimes it's for purpose. And when God prunes a house, elders, don't lose your breath right now. I'm not speaking that. But this is what happens. God takes a cutting of someone. God takes a cutting of a culture and puts it in another garden. And that's what God's going to give you guys. This literal culture and the power to do is to cut covenant with places and with people. And the garden of this house is going to be known as a place for the cuttings of the Lord. And people are going to come to you and say, hey, we want a cutting of this house. Freely you give, freely you've received. Freely you've received, freely give. And there's going to be cuttings that are going to go all over. And I want to tell you right now, I'm going to prophesy this. There's going to be businesses cut from this place. There's going to be shop fronts cut from this place. Because there's parts of Asia you're not going to go into as a church. You're going to go in as a culture. And there's business people are going to come to this place and they're going to take a cutting of your culture and they're going to take it back. And you're going to see the culture of nations rise up. And people are going to go, hey, whoa, wait a minute. I'm going to connect this with Danny was saying about the accent. Amen? Yeah. You know I'm from Wales because of how I sound. Yeah. Yeah. It's an annoying thing when you're in the nations when they pick up your accent. Particularly in America when all of a sudden they come to you and say, hey, what do you want to drink? I say, I'll have a Coke, please. Oh, honey, say that again. I don't know if that sounded American or Singaporean. It happens in both places. Oh, just say that again. Can I have a Coke, please? Oh, Daisy, she's got such a nice accent. Can you just get me my flipping Coke, please? When it comes to food, I have no patience. Amen? But someone's going to come up to you and say, hey, I know that accent. I know that culture. I know that culture. Guys, get ready because you're going to see businesses flourish in Cambodia. You're going to see businesses flourish in southern Asia. You're going to see things happen. I tell you, you're going into, I can see you going into right across top in India, down into India, across into Africa. I'm telling you, God's going to do something with you and through you, but it's not as you think. Because, guys, God is changing something in this house. Yeah. And what he's changing is vocabulary. Come on. Yes. And I want to prophesy this at the time I got left, is you guys are going to get the gift of vocabulary. Wow. You're going to know what it is to translate kingdom language. Wow. Because this is what's happened for too long. In the body of Christ, is God has got amazing vision, but we've got limited vocabulary. And we look at someone and we point them out in a service. And guys, this is my heart for the prophetic, is that God would increase our vocabulary because we've been putting Saul's armor on David's for too long. Because we've got limited vocabulary. God shows us or speaks to us planting and we think church. And we point people out in services and go, hey, you be there, buddy, stand up. I see you planting a church when God wants them to cultivate a business. And it's not because God is limited, it's because my vocabulary is limited. And God wants to stretch, God wants to break the bonds of vocabulary so that when we look at someone, we're not putting Saul's armor on them, we're putting the strategy and the culture of heaven in their hearts. Amen, am I speaking to somebody? When we look at someone who's young, we're not going to look at them and say, hey, well, God's going to do this to you. No, no. We're going to break the bonds of vocabulary. And we're going to get into victory. Am I speaking to somebody? And that's what God is going to do in this house. Get ready for foreign speakers to come. I'll tell you, it's going to be a sign to you. That literally, I see Nations Church. The next, I'm going to prophesy this. I see you guys literally attracting nations. in the next phase, in the next era of this church, you're not going to be just by name. You're going to be by nature. And I see, guys, I'm going to prophesy this. I don't know why it is, but I see booths or something at the back with translators in. And you're going to be translating services. And I want to prophesy over you right now that you're going to see people come in. And I'm going to say, you're going to literally plant services of different languages. I see a Chinese service, an Indonesian service. I see service, literally, guys, people are going to come. I'm not going to be surprised, and I'm going to say it. And this is a word of my heart, not a word of the Lord. So I want to distinguish, because I'm seeing it in my heart, not as the word of the Lord. But this is my heart for you, as Paul says. I wouldn't be surprised. Your connection with Cambodia, that there'll be a Cambodia pastor come and begin to flourish something here in Perth. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Now it's time that the wealth of the wicked is distributed to the righteous. Nations are going to come. Ships are going to come. Pastor Ken and Chrissy, I see ships. I see cargo. I see the harbors of the Lord opening to you. And this house is going to be known as nations by not just name, but nature. And you are going to be the seedbed for the billion soul harvest. You are going to be a seedbed for a billion soul harvest. And people are going to come because they've come to the light. They've come to a frequency that is beyond hearing. They've come to a frequency that is seeing. And God is going to demonstrate, and God is going to declare through this house the wonderful works of God. And people are going to know about it. And nations will come. You're not a people that's just for nations to go. You're a people for nations to come. I want to prophesy this over you. There's people in this place. The Lord's been speaking to you about getting the prophet's room ready. Get it ready. Because billeting is going to be a word that many people are going to hear around this place. There is a billeting of blessing coming to this house. Am I speaking to somebody? And so I want us right now in this 4 p.m. service. It's time. Man, I feel a weight just come in the room. I don't know about you. It's like this weight has just come in. Friends, I want us to respond in Jesus' name. I want us to stand if we can. Or however you want to respond. This is what the Lord said to me. Your strategy of evangelism is going to become a culture of evangelism. And it's going to come out of Philemon 6. You see, evangelism gives you a daily sharpening of who Christ is for you. Because this is what it says in Philemon 6. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. When was the last time you read Philemon? When the Lord said to me, I want you to speak Philemon 6 over nation. I'm like, what? What's Philemon? Oh, yes, the book of the Bible. Sorry, Lord. Philemon 6. I pray that the sharing of your faith, that's a seed, that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge, that's the fruit, of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. When we share our faith, we get a revelation of what's in us. For the next 18 months, this is what's going to happen in this place. Renewed revelation of who you are and why you're here. It's going to be a deep I'm going to use this word. There's going to be a deep transformation of identity in this house. That literally, the Lord said this to me, the DNA of this place is going to be divine nature activated. there's going to be an activation that as people walk in, it's like all of a sudden an osmosis of what's happening in the spirit begins to take place. And I want to prophesy today that this is a house of mission. It's a house of mandate and it's a house of maturity. Is meat in this house. Yeah. Now it's time to feed nations. Yeah. And whatever that looks like for you, friend, God's just looking, as I've said it time and time again, He's just looking for availability, yeah, not your ability. Yeah. And so whatever that looks like for you, I wanted to move prophetically right now, but I'm feeling such a restraint in my heart because there's business to do in the spirit. Amen? Yeah. And what we do in the next 2-3 minutes is going to have eternal ramifications. And I'm going to ask this first. Friend, if you've come into this place tonight, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and you know there's more to your life than just existing. There's more to your life than just breathing. There's more to your life than just being in a geographical location right now. You know you are destined for greatness. You see, you know what greatness is? Greatness is starting something that doesn't stop with you. Nations is greatness on you. Because you're starting something that's not going to stop with you. And if you've come into this place tonight, and in the sound of my voice, you're like, I don't know why I'm here, but I know there's something greater for my life. Friend, that something greater starts with knowing Jesus, who will take you on the greatest adventure that you could ever imagine. How do I know that? Because He did it with me. A boy of 18 years of age from the valleys of Wales who had never even seen an airport, let alone an airplane. And He came into my life, and in a moment, everything changed. Friend, while every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're in this place tonight and you know, as I've been speaking, something's stirring in your heart, and you know you need to respond, friend, I want you to put your hand up right now and say, that's me. That's me. I need to get, I see that hand. Thank you. Anyone else, just put your hand right in the air so I can see it. Some of my friends, their eyes are open as well. Anyone else? I see the one. Yes, I see that hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly, before I move on, I'm going to ask, is there another? I feel like there's two more people in this place. God bless you, my friend. I see that hand. You know your life is much bigger than what you're living right now. But it starts with knowing Jesus. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's not a way to some way. He's a way to someone. He's the way to the Father. Is there one more, friend? Is there one more? Just put your hand up. I want to pray for you right now. Yeah, I see that hand. God bless you, friend. God bless you. God bless you. This begins a journey. This begins a journey. And so I want to pray right now. Why don't we pray? If you put your hands up, friends, I'm going to ask you to do something bold. I want you to come and stand with me at the front. Just come and stand with me right at the front. If you put your hand up, I'm going to ask you to be bold. There's no shame in this. You're in a safe place with a safe person. Just come and leave your seat and come and stand with me right now. I want to pray for you. If you put your hand up, just come. Just come. If you brought a friend, if you come with a friend, then ask your friend to bring you. God bless you. God bless you. Just come here. Just come right here. Just come. God bless you. It's okay. Just come and stand right here. Oh, you come and pray. Just come and stand. Do you need to get saved? It's okay. Come. God bless you. God bless you, friends. God bless you. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Why don't you hold my hands right now? Thank you. Just hold my hands. Just hold each other's hands and then you can hold my hand. Why don't you hold his hand right there? Thank you, Lord. Wow. Can you feel that, honey? That's destiny going through your veins. That's purpose. You know, the two most important days of your life is the day you were born and the day you found out why. Today you're going to find out why. Problems are leaving. Anxiety is leaving right now. Fear is leaving. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't we pray this together to help them? Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for giving your life for me. Now I want to give my life for you. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I'm sorry for everything that separated us. I'm sorry. But today, I receive new life. In Jesus' name. I receive your love. I receive your words. And I receive your mission. I'm going to go. Because you came. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. What's your name, buddy?
Anderson.
Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson.
Bless you, buddy. You into music?
No. I might actually just moved to Perth on the side of
that. From where?
Countryside.
Countryside. Man, I see music all over you. You're going to be involved in music industries.
Oh,
come on. So hopeful. When God's got a word and got a plan. Amen? Bless you, buddy. Come on, let's give it up to the Lord. Can I do one thing? I just hold my hand, honey. There's a great undoing because there's a greater becoming.
Wow.
And you're in a catalyst season. But it starts with a catacomb. And you've been living the caterpillar life for too long. Now it's time for the butterfly. And it's painful. It's hard, but the Lord just loves your heart. Because you, are imperfectly perfect. And you are perfectly imperfect. And every piece you keep looking at isn't brokenness, honey. It's a mosaic. It's a mosaic. And shattered is going to turn into patterns of praise that you're going to sing again. Your voice isn't stolen. Your voice isn't stolen. Your voice isn't stolen. Your voice isn't stolen. And the Father right now is unwrapping every piece. Because pain has a purpose. And you've got a purpose. And you are the seedbed of vulnerability. And you are a sign and a wonder.
Yeah.
of vulnerability. So every tear is going to water. Every tear is going to wash. Every tear is going to be worth it. But this is the promise. Morning lasts a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the Lord's going to give you a message out of this mess. And He's going to give you a testimony. And I don't want, this is so cliche, almost too Pentecostal for me. But there's a testimony out of the test. And there's a beauty out of the brokenness. And there's a song to be sang. There's a word to be written. There's a poem to be proclaimed. And there's a creativity to get back into. So take off the grave clothes. And rise again, honey. Rise again. Rise again. That song, whatever her name, Laura Dingle, that song. You're going to rise. You're going to rise. And it's going to be a beautiful thing. Amen. God bless you. Come on, let's give Him praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn to your neighbor. Put your hand on their shoulder right now, and I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Father, I celebrate. I fan the flame that is upon their life. And I say, I'm not doing it without them, but with them, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. God bless you. 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 Let's give it up for Pastor Chrissy. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.